Good morning. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio, a pre-recorded show with Werku Ayele. And this beautiful Sunday morning, we're now listening to Kol Noredi, a nomadic voice. I'm your host, Danya. I would love to hear from you today. Please call the station. The number here is 822-2487. And I've got quite the hodgepodge of music to play for us today, actually, quite a lot that I want to get through and enjoy with you. Some very new music and a real mix today. We're going to begin with Moshik Afia, who is one of the most popular Oriental Mizrahit singers in Israel. We're going to play off of his latest album and a beautiful piece called Chalom Matok, Sweet Dream. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Ani ve'at lanetzach, zo ahava. Va'esh ve'gam ba'mayim, akulu ha'shamayim.
That was Moshik Afya. Whoa, there's something going wonky here with the speakers. All right. Okay, that was Moshik Afya again and singing about love. In fire and in water, the boundary is the sky. I will give you my soul. And that was off of his album No Sense in Love. A well-known Mizrahit singer. These first few pieces that I'm going to play in this hour of Kol Nodedi will indeed be Mizrahit music, which is one of my favorite music types of music. The Oriental-influenced new Israeli pop sounds, incorporating many ethnic elements and melodies, and beautiful beats and rhythms, as you can hear there in the background. I have Gad Elbaz for us next. He started singing at a very young age. He put out an album when he was a teenager called Light at the End of the Tunnel. Didn't really get anywhere. However, in 2005, he released an album, and that's what I'm going to play from, called Meanings Kavanot. And it sold close to 100,000 copies in Israel alone. It was quite popular in Europe as well. His songs feature the catchy, kind of oriental melodies. And interestingly, he was able to lure both the religious observant crowds in Israel as well as the non-observant ones. Quite a feat. And he sings a lot about love. Love, human love, but also love for God and for the Torah. And he's an interesting young emerging artists from the country. So this is Gad Elbaz, and I'm going to play for you a song called Al Neharot Bavel. This is from Psalm 137 with a beautiful biblical imagery. This is Gad Elbaz. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Sarit Haddad off of her album Chagiga, Celebration. And speaking of which, we just celebrated Purim last Thursday, which was the 14th day of the Jewish month of Adar, a holiday in which we commemorate the intellect and the tact of Esther, the heroine. The story of Purim is told in Megillat Esther, the Scroll of Esther, a holiday which celebrates survival and unity. A fun holiday which you dress up and use disguises and feast. It's a fascinating holiday. So this is just passed on last Thursday. All right, next, Shimon Buskila off of an album called Mechapes Chaver Karov, Looking for a Good Friend, a beautiful piece by him. You're listening to Kol Nodedi. The number here is 822-2487. Call in.
Rotina. Yo me
That was Margalit Anani, one of the old-time Yemenite female singers from Israel. And that was off of a best-of album. And if you love Mediterranean music, you would love that album. The piece that I just played for you was a little bit more rocky than the rest. But, you know, just for a little bit of flavor, I'm not biased against rock and roll. Can add a little flavor sometimes. So that was Margalit Anani. And speaking of Yemenite musicians, as one of fans of the show, Ian, thank you so much, in case you're listening, for pointing out a movie coming up as part of the Vancouver Jewish Film Festival. On Monday, March 31st at 9:30, there's a film, a documentary about Ofra Haza's life called Secrets, A God-Given Voice. It's the Canadian premiere. It's English and Hebrew with English subtitles. And let me just read you a little bit of the blurb here about the film. Ofra Haza is a very intriguing, or was a very intriguing, beautiful singer who really, in many ways, put Israel on the map in terms of music. Her career was quite prolific, and she collaborated with a huge variety of musicians on also a wide variety of projects, from film soundtracks to singing with punk stars. So that's Ofra Haza, fascinating woman, whose life ended quite early. And this is a documentary about her life. So let me just read you a little bit. This is the amazing story of the famous Israeli vocalist Ofra Haza, her rise to the top, and the secrets surrounding her untimely and mysterious death. Haza, the youngest of nine children, grew up in the poor Tel Aviv neighborhood of Hatikva. The love of her Yemenite Jewish culture, translated into her songwriting and singing, allowed her to reach a broad-based Middle Eastern audience. Reaching the pinnacle of her career was not enough for Ofra Haza. She desperately wanted to fall in love and marry. At 38, she met Doron Ashkenazi, the man who was to become her husband, marrying in July 97. He totally took control of her career, firing all those who had managed and steered it. 2.5 years later, on February 23rd, 2000, she was dead. This interesting film looks at Ofra Haza's life and death using interviews of many famous people who knew her and worked with her. So, fascinating woman and a fascinating life. And this film takes a look at it. She influenced quite a few musicians, international musicians, including Madonna. So that's Ofra Haza. This is Monday, March 31st at 9:30 p.m. at the Norman Rothstein Theater at the Jewish Community Center here in town. And it's called Secrets, A God-Given Voice. And thank you for that tip. I have to say again, there's a little bit of a wonkiness here with the speakers right now, so I'm not hearing my own voice. Hopefully the sounds and the tracks are sounding well out there on air. Okay, we're gonna switch gears a little bit and head into some klezmer. I'm going to play a gorgeous group who I've recently discovered, the South Coast Simcha Band. They're from California, and I graciously received their CD in the mail, and I'm hooked. It's some real, pure klezmer sounds, led by Keith Wolzinger, who also, I would like to say, has an incredible website called klezmerpodcast.com, in which he features many interviews with klezmer musicians and aficionados, and even filmmakers who incorporate Jewish music and klezmer into their work. So I'm going to play for you some of his music. This is off of an album called Yiddish America, with a beautiful photo at the front cover of this album of, I believe, Keith's wife's grandmother holding her daughter, and a beautiful, beautiful photograph. So I'm going to play for you a Bulgar, and this is off of the album Yiddish America. This is South Coast Simcha Band on Kol Nodedi, CITR 101.9 FM.
Sweet and lips graceful, I would still be unable to praise you. I'm grateful, I promise to be loyal and faithful. grace. You thank you for taking me in your wings. You make me sing. Besides you, I have no kin. You are my rock, my refuge. I got to bless you. I love to love you. There's none above you. I raise my hands in holiness and blow a kiss. I don't know what I owe this gift. I'm frozen stiff. You made the heavens and earth for a man, but pebbles and dirt. The way I feel, I can't express it in words. On my mind all the time, you're the one. I'm the moon, you're the sun. Where my shine comes from.
I bless the Lord with all my soul. He wears majesty as his robe. The heavens recount his glory. He makes sunshine, it's just for me. Sends rain from clouds for every tree. Each leaf tells his story. Just look around, it's plain to see. All of God's works are amazing.
Up and give us luck that one will never leave. Like leaves on evergreens, we'll stay attached and never like a tick. Get back to the roots of our tree. Our Torah's eternality gives room for everyone to breathe. A peace experience inspiring my religiosity is something that I always want to be in close proximity with you. Make we so when, my friend, you'll see. Truly believe in a deity, a spontaneity. You make the pretty clear meal also perfectly. And see that God decrees divinity to show from hair on head to toes to glow for free. Just please, I need your tea, so please release this speech and cause these words that flow and rhyme to exit finding time. Oh, this is just one of the many signs provided by divine decisions, bringing to vision the true gift of giving from my shine.
Shine, shine, you know you give me my shine. Shine, shine, I know you give me my shine. Shine, shine, it's true you give me my shine. Shine, shine, Hashem, you give me my shine. Shine, shine, you know you give me my shine. Shine, shine, I know you give me my shine. Shine, shine, it's true you give me my shine. Shine, shine, Hashem, you give me my shine.
What do you think of that? That's Tashma, which means come listen. Recently discovered them and I love them. Thank you to Keith Wiltzinger of South Coast Simcha Band for directing me to the YouTube video of that piece, and it is quite beautiful. Check that out on YouTube. It's Tashma, T-A-S-H-M-A. And that song is called Shine. And it's really cool. They're a duo of religious guys, and they're singing. The video shows them singing in the streets of Brooklyn, singing away, and I guess in the vein of Matisyahu, giving songs of praise through rap and hip-hop, which is really cool. Somehow, hip-hop really lends well to that passion of faith and praise. So that's Tashma. And that's that. In fact, I found some amazing stuff on YouTube recently. YouTube and MySpace. It's easy to get hooked and follow the trails of music and musical friends there and click on all the videos that you see. Actually, all of the musicians that have so far played today have some beautiful recordings on YouTube. Specifically, if you're listening to the earlier part of the show with the first set that was featuring Mizrahit music, you would have heard Moshik Afia, one of my favorites. And there's a gorgeous video of him performing Chalom Matok, Sweet Dream, on YouTube. And it's very satisfying. Definitely get the live atmosphere through YouTube. All right. What I have for us next is some Balkan beatbox, whom I had the pleasure of seeing live and dancing to at the Chan Center a couple weeks ago. And speaking of the Chan Center, next Saturday evening, an amazing-looking concert coming up. Roby Lakatos, who I've heard of, violin virtuoso, Saturday, March 29th, 8 p.m. at the Chan Center. Share in the thrills as the VRS heartily welcomes gypsy violinist extraordinaire Roby Lakatos and his ensemble in their Vancouver debut. He's one scorching virtuoso who is also astoundingly versatile. Classical, jazz, the folk music of his native Hungary, Lakatos defies definition. Music runs in the veins of his gypsy violinist or devil's fiddler, composer, arranger, 19th century throwback. He's all this and more. So that's at the Chan Center this coming Saturday night. All right. So let's get on with La Musica. We're running out of time. This is Balkan Beatbox with a song called The Ladies. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. I'm Danya, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
So that was klezmer, Hasidic-inspired music from all the way from Argentina. That was Orquesta Kef, translated literally as fun orchestra. And that was actually a piece that I meant to play last week, and something else popped up instead. So that was Eliyahu Hanavi, and of course I chose the piece with the Andalusian undertones there. So that was Orquesta Kef with some beautiful Hasidic inspired music. Interestingly, much of the rest of the album is much more Yiddish and Ashkenazi-based. So it's interesting to hear the crossroads in their music. And actually, in each piece, there's quite a crossroads. This one that I played specifically was a little bit more Sephardic. And anyways, I'd like to thank the callers today. Thank you, Worku and Ugo and my dad. And thank you, Kevin, for calling in. And thanks for the tips. Thank you, Ian and Keith, for directing me to some interesting links and information into the music world. There's some fabulous blogs and online listservs that are really interesting to participate in. One of them is Jewish Music, World Music from a Jewish Slant. So it's JM. If you're interested in that, check that out online, and you'll be bombarded with emails every day. And there's a lot of interesting information about events, musicians, genres, and just some fascinating dialogue that goes on in discussion. So that's world music from a Jewish slant. All right, we're going to end off here this show with a salsa song. And just because I'm craving some Latin music, I'm going to play for us a piece called Son Fo, the Africando All-Stars. Before I go, I'd like to also mention once again, I know that I informed you about the upcoming show at the Chan Center this coming Saturday night, March 29th. But also, the very same night, Vagabond Opera, all the way from Oregon, will be here playing at Lime Restaurant. I haven't heard them, don't know much about them, but they look so intriguing, and I see some accordions, and I see some fabulous instruments that you just can't go wrong with. Bohemian Operatic Eastern Euro Cabaret. Got everything in there. That's Vagabond Opera at Lime Restaurant on Commercial Drive, 1130 Commercial Drive. And that's that. Thank you for listening to another week of Kol Nodidi, Nomadic Voice. I love doing this show. Thank you so much for your feedback, your comments, and see you next time, next Sunday from 11 to 12. Have a wonderful week. This is Africando All Stars.
I'm Rolu, Ale Frade. Ale Frandiana Moto, Nyelanye. My coming Kela and Tofo. Naka Kenya and Tofo, Nama Kenya and Tapola. Ntese. Ni yana mo jamu.